Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We commit this time of your word, the preaching of your word, into your hands. It is you who wants to speak to us. I am just a vessel that you are using. This morning, anoint me to rightly divide the word of truth and to reveal your divine purposes for your people. I pray for each and every one of us that we will have understanding, we will have insight, we will be receptive to your word. May we be blessed this morning in Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you may be seated.
To me, Atenas.
Please turn your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel chapter 2. And we're reading from verse number 6. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and reading verse 6 to 7, it says, the Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. If God is looking for somebody to set on high, may he come knocking at your door. If God is looking for somebody to promote and prosper in this life, may he come to your
Amen.
To you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalms 113, verse 5 to
8.
It says, who can be compared with the Lord our God? Who is enthroned on high? He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, even the princes of his own people. In this season of your life, when God looks down, may he locate you.
Amen.
And when he locates you, may he take you out of every bad situation of your life.
Amen.
May he lift you from the garbage dump.
Amen.
May he take you out of every hole that you find yourself in.
Amen.
May he change the very course of your life.
Amen.
And the song that Trula and the other ladies sang today, may that become your song.
Amen.
That the Lord has changed my destiny.
Amen.
And the Lord has changed the direction of my life.
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Can I hear another loud amen from
amen.
You?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and say, God is on my case. God is working things out for me. God has not forgotten about me. He has plans for my life. He has plans to change every bad situation of my life. By the grace of God, my life will be better. My life will be nicer. My life will be satisfied. Good things will happen to me. Good things are coming to me in this next season of my life. Clap your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, these two scriptures I read are revealing something very paramount. That the God we serve is in the business of lifting people up. He is in the business of lifting people up. God is a lifter up of people. God is a changer of destinies. And that is the God you serve. There is something called divine elevation. To be elevated means to be moved or raised to a higher place or position. To be elevated means to be lifted up. It means to be exalted or promoted to a higher state, rank, or office. And divine elevation is where God Himself is the one elevating you. Never look to a human being for promotion. Did you hear me? The reason is because when men are unhappy with you, the platform that they built to set you up, they will break it down. And you will come tumbling down. Even at your workplace, if you are due for promotion, don't look to the HR manager. Don't look to the administrator. Look to the Lord. Because when He Himself is the one doing the lifting up, there is nobody who can bring you down. Enter into a season of lifting up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Bible, there are several examples of people who were divinely elevated. The Bible has story after story of people who experienced divine elevation. For example, if you read Matthew chapter
1,
where it talks about the genealogy, or where it traces the ancestry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there are some names you will find in that tall list that look strange.
Yes, I'm
sure when you were in school, you did this exercise where you're given a list of items and you are asked to pick the odd ones out. Did you do anything like that? So, for example, give you a list of orange, purple, banana, pineapple, cassava, which is the odd one out. Or dog.
Ebi efa mi biti se okraman.
Cat.
Ni efa mi biti se ejiramu ana okra.
Goat.
Ni efa ponche.
Sheep.
Ni efa ojan.
Bed.
Ni de anoma aka ho.
Which one is the old one?
Dey wen ohwe busu e no hwe dan kan.
Did you say cow? Bed.
Ni anoma na.
Right. If you were to conduct such an exercise on the genealogy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you are asked to pick out some names that don't seem to fit, they look odd. There are two names that I am sure, I mean, if you know your Bible stories well, you will definitely pick out. One of them is Rahab.
Rahab.
Another one is Ruth.
And you'll be so afraid of Ruth.
In the first place, if you look at the culture and the tradition of the Jews, usually when they are tracing genealogy, they mention men. And it's rare to find them mentioning women. But what makes these two names odd is the fact that originally they were not Jews. And we are talking about the ancestry or the genealogy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, born of the tribe of Judah. But these names are mentioned there.
And so said boy.
What are those names doing in that list? The answer is simple. They experience divine elevation. That's why their names can be found on such an elite list. Rahab was a prostitute. But she did one singular act, which was an act of faith. And she helped God's people. And because of that, God took notice of her. That's how come she ended. So, Rahab is the great, 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 great grandmother of King David. But her original profession was prostitution. How the two spies ended up in her house, I doesn't know. Of all the houses in Jericho, why did they end up there? I doesn't know. I said I doesn't what?
No.
I doesn't know. But it may all have been divinely orchestrated. Because you must understand about the God we serve, that He knows the end from the beginning. And there are certain mysteries of our lives, certain experiences of our lives that are difficult for us to unravel and understand. But God sees perfectly clearly what He is up to. So she was divinely elevated. And I mentioned Ruth. Ruth was originally not an Israelite. She was a stranger from somewhere. But she decided to stick with a Jewish woman called
Naomi.
And said to her, "My God will be your God will be my God. Your people will become my people." Naomi tried to sack Hela. She said, "I will never leave you." And because of that attachment and connection with Naomi, it paved a way for her to experience divine elevation. That is why you should never treat lightly certain relationships that God brings your way. And there are certain connections that you must not be in a hurry to break. Sometimes in life, there is a need to walk out of certain relationships. But there is a need to be discerning. To know that this relationship is a progressive one. And I will resist every temptation to walk out of it. Then you should be able to see that this other relationship is putting me down. And I need to break out of it. Ruth related well with Naomi. And it resulted in her divine elevation. That when we are talking about the ancestors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, she who didn't qualify, she who didn't have the necessary criteria, was added to that special group. There are things you don't qualify for. There are certain places that you may not qualify to go to. There may be certain blessings you don't qualify to share in. But by virtue of divine elevation, may you begin to experience those things. Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another example of people who experience divine elevation is somebody like David. David. He was a young boy. You know that in many countries, if you are not 40 years and above, you cannot be president. I think Senegal has a new president who is 37 years old. He says he's 40. He's not 40. He's 37. He's 37. And already he's doing some interesting things. He's told the French companies in Senegal that from now, all their taxes, they should pay to the Senegalese treasury, not to the French treasury. Because it's a system, no? So they take all the money out. And then the country is left with very little. So I think it's a good start. I hope it doesn't change. Because I've seen some before. There's a certain country that I know. When their current president was becoming president, the people of that country had a lot of expectations. That as for rule of law, rule of law, hey, you cannot just do anything and get away with it. That it was somebody who was going to have zero tolerance for corruption. But alas, some things haven't worked out as expected.
David
was about 17 years old when he was anointed to be king instead of Saul. It was very strange. When God decided that he wanted to replace Saul,
He
sent Samuel to the house of
Jesse.
That go and anoint one of his sons to be king.
Because
I have rejected
Saul.
When Samuel arrived,
Samuel go through fear honor.
He asked to see all the sons of Jesse.
Jesse
had 8 sons. But Samuel wasn't told. When Jesse was asked to summon his sons, he summoned 7.
There
was one, the youngest of all. He was not invited to that special meeting. Because think about it. If the president of Ghana is coming to your family house, will you not go and call everybody from your hometown to come? And now people will be begging you and telling you that I'm related to you because I must be in this meeting. David,
hey, David
was not invited.
Yeah, I'm
and Samuel, when he saw the sons, first he saw the firstborn.
Now Samuel,
Eliab.
Eliab.
Do you understand when we say Bemaba?
Because we say Bemaba nejira hono.
Pacho Bemaba
echezen. Aso omo omo tse yen
se. Oh, that's what jai. That's what me pacho. We in kia de. Mean to me fan ye juma.
And now Pastor James Crassey.
Pastor James? This guy seems to be on your case. Don't mind him. Tell him that Oben Hua Ferry, we like you as you are. James, I was wilder than you. When we close, go and look for my wedding pictures. When you finish, no, you'll come and give a thanksgiving offering. It's a portable man. I say asam no kra. It's a portable. Portable. It was that is. It's cute. Nobody should worry. Look! Eliab! Man, I mean, when you there are some people when you see them,
when the people are
una, you don't just look once. You look twice. The height,
the ten temple,
the breadth, and the width of his shoulders,
and then
the muscles or muscles,
and it's the
triceps. Triceps. Why are you confused? Then you look at the you look at the stomach. Make a stomach into me, breathe in. Because my best will be who be BIA MYA. Bab's restroom. Barbara's restroom. Yapuna, you become handsome. Happy. Nice folds.
Where's in your Otiana?
Hairy chest.
Ah, Nibu, Mini.
He is Lord. I'm just worshiping the Lord. Is that not what I'm doing? Hairy chest. I mean, one of the best specimen of a man. That was Eliab. As soon as Samuel saw him, he said, surely. The Lord's anointed is before. He said, come and kneel down. He said, I anoint you. As he said, anoint, God said, you are no who. Ask that boy to get up and go to the back. I rejected him. He's not the one. The second born also came. He, before he came, he was singing "Thing for You Never Lost." Thing for You Never Lost. As he came, he was also rejected. Then the third son, he knew this song, "Nia Yehowah, Shirano, Shirano, Nia Yehowah, Shirano, Shirano, Onipan to me, say, Nia Yehowah, Shirano, Na Kwenyi, Na Yen Shira." As he was singing that, even before he finished singing the song, he was told that, "Don't even come, just stay where you are." All the seven sons were rejected. I can imagine Samuel's confusion.
I
heard right. I was directed to the house of Jesse. Then he asked the question he should have asked from the very beginning. How many sons do you have? He said, "Are these all your sons?" Samuel's response probably was, "If you are looking for me, if you are looking for men, these are the men." But there is, and we have the men. There, I have one more son. But he's a little boy. He's taking care of sheep in the wilderness somewhere. I'm sure you must be aware that in the wilderness there were lions and bears. Will you send a beloved son of yours to go and take care of sheep in a place where lions and bears play? So there's something very strange about this whole thing. He was the one. He was the one who was chosen. He was divinely elevated. And there are many examples in the Bible of people whom God Himself raised up and elevated. You see, there are some people, if you look at the trajectory of their lives, it looks as if they are set up and destined for greatness. That is why there are some names, when you hear those names, they are associated with greatness, with honor, with nobility. So there are people, it looks like they are set up. There are many other people who are not like that. Where there is nothing of prestige that you can point to in their line. There is no greatness of a certain kind that you can point to when you look at your father. So what are your chances of ever becoming highly elevated? When the odds are against you, the only source of your elevation is God Himself. I'll say that again. When the odds are against you, that means that nothing seems to be working in your favor. No strong family ties, no good education, no wealthy family, no strong connections. When the odds seem to be against you, the only one who can lift you up is Jehovah. And that's why you must believe in divine elevation.
I
said to you before, and I'm saying to you again, that you will be a beneficiary of divine elevation.
Amen.
If your amen is stronger than your friends, yours will be more fantastic.
Amen.
But I must make it clear to you that there is a path.
I say you are acquiring me.
That leads to divine elevation.
Ah, eje ko osuru empejaye mu.
There's a path.
Akwan bi wo ho.
There's a path that if you walk on,
asa unnante sa akwan ne so a,
you can become the beneficiary of divine elevation.
Osuru empejaye so fa so die bi beba wo ho.
I think that the best example of divine elevation is Christ Jesus himself. And in trying to become more like Jesus, we can see about him that he was divinely elevated. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. So I'm continuing on the message I started sharing last week, Sunday, becoming more like Jesus, stepping into divine elevation. This is part two. And the Bible says you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, everybody say, therefore. Therefore means as a result of or in consequence of. It says God elevated him to the place of highest honor. Who elevated him?
Onyame.
God, right? So what do you call that type of elevation? Divine elevation. So God elevated him to the place of highest honor.
Onyame pegya ne ko osoro soro.
And gave him the name above all other names. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we see Jesus highly elevated by God. But the scripture we read has revealed to us a certain path that he walked on that contributed to his divine elevation. So the first one we looked at was his attitude. And we said that he must have had a good attitude. For the simple reason that a good attitude results in promotion. And a bad attitude leads to demotion. And the Bible says we must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. I explained that an attitude is like your orientation or disposition that's of your mind. It's a mind thing.
So
there's a certain way your mind works.
We
call it attitude.
And
it reflects in your manner, your behavior, your posture, your character, your reactions, etc.
There are
two broad categories of attitudes. Good attitudes and bad attitudes. Jesus had a good attitude. So for example, he was focused. He was determined. He was committed to his assignment. Now these are good traits to have. And we need it in life. If we are not focused, we are not going anywhere. If we are not determined, we are not going anywhere. If you are not committed, we are not going anywhere. All these have to do with attitude. You need to have a positive attitude. You need to have it can be done attitude. It is possible. It's a good attitude to have. It can be done. You need an attitude of hope, an attitude of faith, an attitude of confidence. You have to really believe God now. You have to really believe Him. I'm telling you, we have to believe Him that what He said He will do, He will do it. And what He has said concerning you, you need to have a positive mindset that He will bring it to pass. A bad attitude is an attitude of hopelessness. Always gloomy. Always looking at the dark side of things. There are some people that you get tired when you're talking to them. Because no matter how much you encourage them, you always meet a reaction of negativity. It's like it cannot work. I got a call from somebody. When was it? A couple of days ago. Her business is struggling. Been praying with her. Been encouraging her. Pointed out certain things to her that these signs are positive signs. So don't give up. Trust God. I told her that don't put your confidence in men and the promises that they have made, but put your confidence in God. It will work. Only for me to get a call from her that I've decided that I'm folding the business up. I want to sell everything and cut my losses. I said, if that's what you want to do. Because you see, there is a limit to how far I can carry you on my faith.
If you say,
sometimes your faith can trigger a blessing for somebody. It happens. But there's another level where you have to learn how to fly and soar on your own faith.
Because
So I told her that if that's what you want to do, it's okay.
She was saying,
I still believe God. You see, I'm talking about attitude. Talking about attitude. And let me say this to you. Sometimes, attitude is what makes the difference between two people who are in the same profession or who have the same career or doing the same thing. You may have two exceptionally gifted footballers, but one will shine, but the other will just keep coming down. There is no doubt about the quantum of gifting that they have. But just because of attitude, one person can be set on high, the other person can be brought down. As a Christian, the guys are calling you. Yeah. So you find two people who sell the same products, but one is doing very well, the other is not doing so well. Don't say a dro. Don't say what? don't always be quick to say those things. There are things like that which happen. But I'm submitting something to you today. Sometimes the difference is just attitude. Because one person has a good attitude towards the business. I tell you, no matter how gifted we are, if the attitude is not correct, the business won't work. Nobody likes to patronize the services of somebody who has a bad attitude. When my ECG power app fails and have to go and buy electricity credit, I drive past a number of vendors to go to Mr. Awoche's vendor.
No, call Mr. Awoche.
At Hallelujah Junction. But there was, hallelujah, praise the Lord. There was somebody else who lives very close to Mr. Hoche that I used to buy my electricity from. But I noticed that the young lady there has a bad attitude. She doesn't smile. She doesn't laugh. And she now, the face, you know, is already heavy. The face is already what?
Heavy.
When the face is heavy, the best way to lighten it is a smile. Do you understand this wisdom for life that I'm giving to you? Yes. The face is heavy. She doesn't smile too. One day I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. I said, Awula, smile.
Smile.
I have been coming here all these months. You never smile. The way she eyed me. I said, do you understand what I'm saying? She didn't mind me. She was just looking at the screen. I said, you are the one that I'm talking to. I said, I have heard. You see why sometimes people get all kinds of knocks? Do you see? Because I'm a young girl. Young girl. And it was in our days of madness. Or Ben Mosa. Synergy. But from that day, I resolved that I will never buy electricity from him. And you see, the stupid ones, when you say something like that, they will say that you can go, somebody else will come. It's one of the most stupid statements I've ever heard in my life. Because you see, you see, it starts off with one person saying that I won't come again. Then another person picks up this thing about you. Then a third person picks up. Sooner than later, you realize that nobody comes to you again. And it is not your grandmother in the village. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It's about attitude. Because they say service with a smile is a beautiful thing. So if you are patronizing somebody's services and the attitude is good, it makes you very happy and you want to go again and again and again and again. And again. There's a reason for this.
Things.
There's a reason for it. I'm saying to us, let's be committed to whatever God has given to us
to
do. Whatever business you have, have an attitude of commitment. Have an attitude of devotion. Be focused with what God has given to you. Often, we tend to ignore what is right under our noses that are positives, and we are looking for something else. So whatever it is that God has given to you, whatever you are doing, we must make sure we have a good attitude in relation to that, because it results in divine elevation. See, this thing that I've just shared, it may be that it's a recap of what I told you last week. But you see, I think that the Spirit of God wants to buttress this point. Do you know that sometimes it is the little things that make a big difference? Little things like attitude. Just being positive. Just being focused. It is that little thing that you need in your business to make it thrive. So you are not a bad person. You are not. But the problem is that you are too quarrelsome. So because of that attitude, you repel people. Because nobody can advise you. And there's a way you meet people's comments and suggestions and reactions and everything. So it's like people just leave you. And sometimes that's the only thing that you need to work on.
If you say,
it's amazing how small things can change a lot of things. Which is why you can have a nice pot of groundnut soup. How many like groundnut soup? You don't like? If you don't like groundnut soup, what soup do you like? Light soup. Kitchen soup. Kitchen chicken soup. You can have a big pot. Okay, you said chicken soup. Chicken soup. With, if it's chicken soup, it means that it's chicken that is in it. Or sometimes you add other things, even though it's chicken soup. You add what? Amani. Elvis, your friend. Fantastic. It looks nice. It smells nice. But there's something wrong with the taste. And the only reason why it doesn't taste nice is that there's no salt. Meanwhile, the salt that you put in that big pot of soup, it's just some small one. In comparison to the volume of the soup itself. It's amazing. It makes a big difference. Sometimes it's a little more pepper. A little more pepper. Pepper is powerful. Yeah. The absence of it can make the soup not taste so nice. Sometimes the nicest soups are the ones that when you are drinking, doing.
Yes,
that is working. Do you see? Yes. Little things.
It
says, let the same attitude be with us that was in Christ Jesus. So, I end here. Alright, I end here. I should have moved on to other things. But I think that there's a reason why I've touched on this thing again. But I want us to go home and think about it. Attitude. Attitude. Attitude towards anything that I'm doing. Even attitude towards God. Towards church. Towards serving God. This morning I was bored with one of my sons. Because I called him. I'm sure he's watching me now. I called him because I wanted to give him a message for Pastor James. Because I went to preach at Ashaman before I came. And Ashaman Church is doing well by the grace
Amen.
Of God. We are believing God to move from there. Somebody is giving us a place, you know, a new place that he's putting together. So we are praying that everything works well. I'm calling this my son to give him a message.
Crane.
Tell. I said that, I want you to tell Pastor. He said, I'm not in church.
I said,
what do you mean by you're not in church? He said something, I had to go for a meeting. Somebody invited me to a meeting somewhere. And all of that. And I was explaining to him. You know, this person is not one of those people that if you go and talk their matter, no, immediately, I'm going to my Roman. I'm going to my Italy. I'm going to my Alexandria. No, it's not like that. So I can use it as an example. But I was explaining to him that.
No, children will say.
The role you play. And what you do in the house. There will definitely be times when you may not be able to come. There will definitely be times like that. But not for such a reason. It shows a certain lack of regard or appreciation of what you do for God. Only once in a week. Only once in a week.
It's
not right. Do you understand what I'm explaining to you? Sir. It's little. But it makes a lot of difference. So may God help all of us to work on our attitudes.
Amen.
So that we would do well in life.
Amen.
And so that God himself can look on us and elevate us highly.
Amen.
I announce to you again that your season of divine elevation, Jesus, is knocking at
Amen.
Your door. Rise to your feet and let us close. God bless you. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Reign
of Zion,
Judah's life.
Sing it again. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Reign, Jesus, reign.
Father, today, thank you for your word.
Jesus.
We ask that you will reign in our lives. Guide and direct the path that we tread on.
Jesus.
And bring us to the place of divine elevation.
Jesus.
Glorify yourself in our lives.
Jesus.
Lift us up to great heights.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, help us to develop good attitudes. Anything that is negative about us that is resulting in a lot of troubles and challenges, help us, oh God, to overcome these things in the name of Jesus. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. May they experience a season of lifting up wherever they find themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want to say strongly to you, my friend, that divine elevation starts with receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I want to ask you, have you received him as your Lord and Savior? I'd like to pray with you today. I want to ask you to invite Jesus into your heart. And I'm going to pray with you to do just that. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, wherever you are, you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Can you lift up your right hand? And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you're watching us, you can lift your hand as well. Because I cannot see you, but God can see you. And together, let's pray this prayer. Say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today, I come to you just as I am. I need you. Without you, my life cannot work. Today, I bow my knees to Jesus. I surrender my life to him. And I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. I declare today that I believe in Jesus, that he is Lord, that he's the Son of God, that he came to die for me. He rose again on the third day, and he lives forevermore. I yield my life to him. Reign in my life, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, have I prayed with thanksgiving. And let everybody say, amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.